I've watched with amazement as the blame for a crumbling school system has been callously laid at teachers' feet. To be sure, there are bad teachers within the profession, and they should be removed. But in my experience, most teachers choose their vocation because they genuinely want to change students' lives. Still, teachers have found themselves facing unrelenting attacks, the latest of which is the so-called Protecting Excellent Teachers Act, a bill that aims to make teacher seniority a thing of the past. Governor Wolf has vetoed the bill. In response, Republicans have threatened to hijack the state budget process and once again throw Pennsylvania into chaos. The legislators pushing the bill will tell you it's about putting great teachers in our children's classrooms. Me, I think it's a cynical ploy to cripple the teachers' unions that typically support Democrats. If Republicans can successfully push teachers' unions aside, they will not only weaken a key Democratic constituency, they'll come one step closer to privatizing public education. Without well-funded and politically engaged teachers' unions, it's easier to pass voucher legislation and put public money into private schools. It's simpler to turn over public schools to for-profit companies. And so, in a quest to paint teachers as the enemy, conservatives have embarked on a strategy of defunding public education at the state level, fighting teachers' unions through legislation and litigation, and blaming the whole mess on teachers. We've seen it play out in court cases like Friedrichs versus California Teachers Association. In that case, teachers who disagreed with the union politically sued to be exempted from union dues. The suit was backed by a conservative nonprofit law group. In Chicago, the Republican governor and his allies are refusing to fairly fund the nation's third largest school district while pushing anti-union legislation. Conservatives will tell us that teachers cause schools to fail. But if we look deeper, we see state legislatures refusing to provide fair funding. Poor children whose learning difficulties are tied to hunger, and traumatized kids who've seen violence up close. Millions of students face huge challenges before they even enter the classroom. Addressing that reality means looking beyond teachers and taking a hard look at ourselves. I'm Solomon Jones.